Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You know, look, I love Tom, and the door is always open if he wants to come in here and coach. But as far as going on the field, I don't know. But if he comes in here, once again, going back to the, hey, the best player will play, you got to come here and compete. And then he loves competition. So I doubt he's going to be walking through these doors anytime soon.
Patriots coach Gerard Mayo. What if Tom Brady came back? Yo, we just drafted Drake May. We don't need him. They also drafted receivers.
Yeah, but what if he did?
What if he did come back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brock Purdy said last year that he would have stepped aside all season if Brady went to San Francisco. Would Drake May do the same?
Wow. Brock Purdy, confirmed not a competitor.
Right.
I'm going to trade him right now off my dynasty team. He can't have that attitude.
Just for that?
I would gladly sit aside and let someone else take this job.
Yeah, he said that on Super Bowl week.
Get off my team. Get him out of here. I'm going to trade him right now. Dan in Buffalo. Hey, Dan, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I just wanted to say real quick, I like all the trades. I'm glad we didn't get Xavier Worthy. I was one of those guys that didn't want somebody who was 165 pounds. I know everybody wanted speed. I think this Coleman guy, jump type basketball, big guy can catch the ball. My only thing is the second pick, as much as I like Bishop, wasn't Troy Franklin still available? I think it would have been better if we would have got both of them.
And they could have taken,
was available for a long time.
Yeah, with their third pick and in the fourth as well.
I just think that it would have been good to have the big guy Coleman on one side and a little bit more speed with Troy Franklin on the other side. Josh Allen's the second best quarterback in the league. Give him the weapons. I think we, you know, with us picking up the chief safety, I think we could have did without a safety this year. I just think that, I mean, the draft is a gamble, but I've played sports, and I just think a lot of the speed is overrated. I can name like 10 receivers that ran a 4.6 that are the greatest receivers in the league in the history.
But those guys, I will say this though, there are guys like that. They all separate.
They separate or they play slot.
CeeDee Lamb ran a 4.52, but CeeDee Lamb gets open all the time.
Same with Ayuk and same with Diggs. Now, so Benjamin Solak, we just talked to, said he has faith that
Coleman can separate.
That Coleman can separate.
All right. Well, you can do it without speed, but you've got to do it. You've got to get open. You can't just be a jump ball artist and be a top receiver in the league. You might have a role.
Well,
you could be Justin Hunter and have a 7-year career catching 200 yards and 10 touchdowns, but that's not going to make you a top two receiver on a team.
Johnny in Buffalo. Good morning, Johnny.
Hey, good morning, guys. You know, don't hate the Coleman pick. Love that we added another receiver to the roster. Would have loved to see more. The thing I'm definitely worried about, though, is, you know, if something happens to injury-wise to one of those receivers, either Coleman, Samuel, even Kincaid, who I think is going to be our top weapon this year, you know, where's our depth? You know, with Diggs, although, you know, his production obviously dropped off later in the season, the guy stayed healthy. You know, I don't know how many games he missed as a Buffalo Bill, if I can even name one. Guy was on the field all the time, and if you lose another starter, your production just where are those catches coming from? Although, you know, with Josh Allen, obviously having a top two quarterback in the league, as the caller just mentioned, not too worried about scoring. I think, you know, the top quarterbacks will get it done. You know, and at the end of the year, when we get to the playoffs, it all comes back to that defense and what can we do in the playoffs defensively, because we're talking about offense, what's it going to look like? But when we get punched in the mouth in the playoffs, the last 4 years, we've lost in the playoffs, given up an average of somewhere around 33, 34 points a game on average the last four seasons. I mean, it is – that defense just falls apart. And I know last year, injuries, okay, you know, you don't want your linebackers core looking like it did last year. But my question still comes, in the playoffs, what is McDermott going to do to shut down the other offense? It's not can we get there or not, because I think we're going to continue to win the AFC East. I think we're going to continue to make the playoffs. It's can we put together a defense that can actually stop Mahomes, can stop Burrow, and we have a defensive-minded coach who year after year fails us in the playoffs. And that's what I'm really worried about. And it's like, how long is this going to go on where if we have a great – Say Joe Brady has a great year with Josh Allen this year. Well, guess what? Brady might be looking at a head coaching job soon. Maybe not this year, maybe not the next year. Then what? We have to start over with another offensive coordinator? And it's just, it's hard when you have a defensive coach, and especially one who can't get it done in the playoffs. And that's what I'm more worried about than anything else on this team.
Yep. Thanks, John. I think those are all, you know, fair points. On what are they going to do to stop Mahomes, who has? The Bengals did for a half.
Yeah.
And the Bucs did. They sacked him a bunch of times. The Niners did to a degree in this last Super Bowl. They got after him.
They had 19 points at the end of regulation.
Yeah, they got after him a little bit more than usual. Yeah. I mean, you've got a quarterback that's going to carry your offense and a coach going to carry your defense, but the coach has to find a way to. Last year, he took over play calling. There's something we don't know yet. They still haven't said if Bobby Babbage or Sean McDermott's calling plays. Still working that out.
Won't know.
Until camp?
We'll know,
until
right?
Until mini-camp, OTA. I mean, still working that out.
Oh, you know who's an expert on not knowing if coordinators are going to call plays or not? I believe Evan Lazar has some experience with that from Patriots.com. Right, Evan?
Nice segue. I love that. Yeah, it's a little different up here now, as you can imagine, but who's doing what and when and how? Good luck getting to know that on a Bill Belichick staff.
Evan Lazar joining us, Patriots.com on the Western Hotline. Evan, we've talked about the Bills. Brandon Bean has said they're a team in transition. The Patriots are a team in transition. I mean, this one is all caps for New England, though.
Yeah, I would say a team in rebuild, right? I mean, I think the Bills remind me of some of those Patriots teams in the past where you know, they didn't exactly have their fastball, but they were still competitive and relevant in the NFL landscape. The Patriots are rebuilding. It's not even transition. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens here.
So they take Drake May third overall. Was that a surprise in any way? Did you and maybe Patriots fans in general have a feeling leading up to the pick that it was going to be him, or was it right up to when they were on the clock where it was still kind of an unknown?
I would say the morning of, and that's usually how these things tend to happen at the top of the draft. I feel like the morning of the first round, it started to go around that it was going to be Drake May, and people felt pretty confident that was going to be the pick, I'd say. I think that there was some thought in the building to trading down, but with the offers that they were getting from Minnesota and it sounds like the Giants, and just the fact that Drake May and any other quarterback class would have probably had argument to be the first overall pick. I don't think there was ever serious consideration. And I think the Patriots looked at it and said, this is our biggest need on the team by far. It's the biggest and most important position. And then you also have to look ahead to 2025 and beyond and see how are we going to get a quarterback prospect or a young quarterback of this caliber in terms of traits. And it was going to be difficult, I think, if they'd pass on this quarterback class when you see six guys go in the top 12. I don't think we're going to see that next year. So I think there was a lot of thought put into it in terms of what the best approach was, but the easiest or the most straightforward path kept on coming back to Drake May, and that's where we ended up.
Do you like him as a prospect? Do you think he's got enough tools with what they've got that it's going to work out?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I've loved him the whole process, even before the Patriots drafted him. And I think the biggest reason why is that we do have a little bit of Mac Jones PTSD, right? Where we tried the route of the smart game managing, accurate, good processing, good decision-making quarterback. We tried that whole thing of, all right, we're going to get this type of quarterback and see if we can surround him with a good defense and just have him not lose football games. And that's where it got Bill Belichick fired. I'm just going to put it to you frankly, right? Like that situation got Bill fired. And I think this time around, what they're trying to do is learn from that. And not only with Drake May, but also with Joe Milton in the sixth round, they're going in a totally opposite direction in the quarterback room to athletes with big arms, with extremely high-end physical tools. And I think the plan, as you guys know, there in Buffalo, is that they hope that Drake May is the next Josh Allen. You know, we'll see if that ends up happening. And I'm not sitting here telling you that it 100% will. Josh Allen might be a unicorn. He might be one of one. It's very possible. But the Patriots are taking a similar, let's call it calculated risk, as the Bills took when they took Josh Allen out of Wyoming and hoping that they can hone in all of these physical traits.
Yeah. Evan Lazar, Patriots.com on the Western Hotline. Their ideology, too, like, is that shifting? Am I reading too much into their draft class, Evan? Because you look at it, and I think it's 8 picks, and 7 of them were on the offensive side of the football. Is that a product of what was available because of, I mean, everyone picked offense in this draft? Or do you think there was a legitimate focus on we need to be better on a certain side?
Yeah, I definitely think there was a focus as they needed to be better on offense. And the term that Elliott Wolff kept on using throughout his press conferences leading up to the draft was weaponize the offense, that they needed to weaponize the offense. And he kept on repeating that phrase throughout, and that's why they go ahead and double dip at wide receiver in the second and fourth round after taking Drake May. And I think that that's the goal, is to try to put together this young nucleus of receivers, quarterback, all of these pieces, and hope that they grow together and develop together into something special. And I think a big, you know, example of what the Patriots are going for is what just happened in Green Bay with Jordan Love and the Packers. I think that they're looking at, you know, Elliott Wolff, his experience is from Green Bay. His father, obviously a legendary GM of the Packers for years. And I think the idea is, well, they have Christian Watson, Jaden Reed, Romeo Doubs, and Jordan Love. And that's like this young budding core of players that are all under contract, that are all cheap and affordable at the moment, which I think is also part of this. And they are going to hopefully blossom together in the league as they did last year. And hopefully that happens in New England, at least from the Patriots' perspective. So that's the goal, and we'll see if it works out. But they definitely made it very, very clear that receiver, quarterback, tackle were their three biggest needs, and that's where their first three picks went.
Evan Lazar, Patriots.com, Western Hotline. Thanks, Evan.
No problem, guys. Anytime.
On the Patriots.
Ooh, I do not like hearing that they're trying to be the Packers there, because that's worked.
It is so funny. 1 year ago, nobody wanted to be the Packers.
That's true.
So many teams. You know what? We got to be like the Packers. Just nail the quarterback pick. Have him be awesome right away with young and cheap receivers. Yeah. Just do that.
Well, can I say this, though? That wasn't a popular opinion because nobody was really paying attention to them, right? But they were doing things that we liked. They were investing heavily at receiver and at tight end. Like, they took...
Heavily is we've been waiting. 2 second-round picks and a sixth.
But it was like 6 picks over the course of
all right.
2 years.
Sure.
Right?
It
was,
and, but it all comes down... It's just like Houston. The quarterback... And it's just like Buffalo. Let's be real about... And it's just like Kansas City. This is everything. Your quarterback looks awesome. You know what? We got to be like them. That's the whole game. It's been the game for a long time. It still is.
Like, in a 3-year period, they went 3rd-round pick, 2nd-round pick, 2nd-round pick, 4th-round pick, 4th-round pick, 5th-round pick, 7th. That's just receivers, let alone 2nd on tight end, 3rd on tight end. Like, he just mentioned...
None of that would matter if Jordan Love stinks. None of it.
Right. But that's, you know, that's part of it.
All of a sudden, they're a model franchise.
But what is Evan saying about New England there? The GM keeps saying, weaponize the offense.
And that's right.
I think I'd love to hear Bean talk that way at some point. Weaponize the offense. Go get as much as you can. Take as many swings as possible. And make sure that, okay, Jordan Love, like, it's different there, right? Because their head coach is this guy. But you want your quarterback to have everything.
Well, what if
and Jordan Love has the coach and he has the skill players.
What if they just swapped all their running back picks for receivers?
Like, the Bills?
They draft running backs I want them to draft receivers.
They'd probably be there right now then.
That's all right. I think they'll be okay. We'll see. Extendo Sports, when we get back, we have instant trivia inside of Extendo Sports. I was trying to put together a stat of the day for you. My stat of the day was on the attendance in Miami last night at the Marlins game. It's like 6,000.
Yeah.
Tough.
That'd be a better stat of the day than the one that Sam Monson just pointed out.
Yeah.
On Keon Coleman.
He's in the what?
He's fighting, arguing, whatever. He's going back and forth with people on Keon Coleman's ability to separate.
Okay.
We had... Ben Solak say earlier in the hour he thinks Coleman will be able to do that at the NFL level. Monson points out at Pro Football Focus, he is in the 0th percentile for separating against man coverage.
You know, right? Just now I learned that
0th.
Zero is a TH.
Yeah.
First, second, third.
Me too.
0th.
0th is bad, was a sentence I saw.
I don't think 0th should be it.
Is it 0? Zero-erd?
No. Zero-st.
Zero-st.
Like first.
That is smoother than the other two. Zerost.
Yeah, the Zerost.
I think that's the one.
All right, Extendo Sports coming up.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.